2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and we're proud to help bring you this podcast. If you ever need a resource for information about your home's electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning system, you can find Any Hour Services on Facebook, YouTube, or online at anyhourservices.com.
Hey guys, Alex Keery here. Bask in the glow of this Nightside classic from way back. It's a good one. While Ethan and I vacation, but not together.
Let's do a little bit of Pursuit of Happiness. We're going to talk about Ty Burrell.
Yeah.
On Pursuit of Happiness.
Life can be depressing. So we fix it with Nightside's Pursuit of Happiness.
So you may or may not be aware that Ty Burrell lives in Salt Lake. And
well,
he is the guy, he's Phil Dunphy on Modern Family.
He's one of the most popular guys in TV now.
That's right. And no, he lives here. He moved to Salt Lake from New York. He claims Salt Lake is his home.
Well, but they kind of do a part-time thing.
Well, obviously he films his TV show in another city.
Well, no, but
he claims Salt Lake is his home.
I thought they lived in New York right now and they split time.
It said, you didn't read his
I read letter. It, but maybe I misunderstood.
It says it right here. We fell so deeply that we didn't feel like we could part anymore, and we moved from, be apart anymore, and we moved from New York in 2008.
All right. So, yeah.
So, he wrote for the Huffington Post, a love letter to Salt Lake City by Ty Burrell. And this is in a segment on the blog, on the Huffington Post, called Love Letters, an Anthology of Reflections on Places the World Over. So a love letter to Salt Lake City by Ty Burrell. And he just, it was really cool to read about my home city and how much this guy enjoys it. And he even mentions, but see, when a place is really great, it's not going to stay secret forever. It's not going to. So he says this, I'm fairly certain that you're about to explode onto the national scene in the way that some other smaller cities have in the past 10 years. I will try to keep my jealousies at bay as people move here. And I hope Salt Lake City, I've said before, Alex, that I think that when my sons are at my age, that Salt Lake City will be one of the great cities of the world. And it will be recognized as one of the great cities. It's just too good, and it's too beautiful, and it's too safe, and it's too prosperous.
Yeah,
and it really is
for people to
just
ignore.
So attractive.
Well, read the part too. Read the part about the he had a couple of interesting points too that he made. He's like, look, despite this, people have this idea of what the city's like because of, you know, the religious and secular differences that are there, but that's what makes it so great.
Yeah, he said, he makes the point, he says, so many cities are actually monocultures, and Salt Lake has an inherent diversity that's not always apparent. How about this? And he talks, and he specifically mentions, he says, the differing viewpoints of both the religious and secular populations of Utah.
Yeah.
And that so many other cities are a monoculture, and Salt Lake is more diverse than that. Now, there is what he does have kind of a word of warning. He says, I'll make you a deal. If, as you grow, you pay attention with great deal to traffic, air quality, conservation, affordable housing, and social justice, then I will work hard to never get so weirdly possessive that you need to take out a restraining order. And he mentioned air quality. And that's a...
Which, when I read it, I went,
yeah. Well, that cuts to the quick. I had dinner with some people that were visiting from another state. It was during the winter. It was right around the holiday. And we were eating at the Garden Restaurant at the top of the Joseph Smith Building. And you could barely see across the street. From the top of the Joseph Smith Building, you could not see Triad Center. They asked where I worked. And they asked if you could see, you know, where I worked. And I said, well, normally it's right there. You normally can't.
So
it's
just
only
wait,
two blocks.
Just wait a couple hours. If there's a snowstorm, then we'll be able to clear it out, and then you can see it.
But the air was so – and it wasn't foggy. It was smoggy. And the pollution was so bad that you couldn't even see two blocks. And he said – he and his wife were there. And he wasn't here on a business trip, although he is considering expanding his business, which is – extremely successful into the Salt Lake area, although that wasn't the reason why he was here then and why we were having this dinner. But he said, what's the deal with the air? And that's something that we got to come to grips with. And
it's
you know what drives me crazy?
We're like embarrassed about it. It's like our weird, weird aunt that you're like, no. She's cool. Like, you just got to get to know her a little bit. No. Go back in your room. Get out of here.
And it's... That's
you never heard inversion referred to as your weird aunt, did you?
You know, no one likes the inversion. There are obvious health problems. Well, the first time I heard Mayor Becker, Salt Lake City Mayor Becker, say that it was a threat to the economy, I felt like it was a little bit of hyperbole. But after having that conversation with this guy, I saw what he was talking about, that there might be a point at which people will go elsewhere, because we are not the only community in the country that has a lot of young graduates in a talented workforce. That's a trait that we have that puts us ahead of a lot of other cities, but not every city. And I wish that it were different. I don't know exactly what to do about it.
No, you get those big fans. You get those big. Haven't you seen those big fans installed at the point of the mountain up there? They just haven't turned them on high enough. Those big white fans that
just blow it all to Utah County.
They have all the
Utah County's problem now.
Utah County has its own issues with that too. You know, when I lived in Woodland Hills, we were just above it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, Woodland Hills is above the inversion, but you could look down into the valley and go, oh boy, I got to drive into this, and it was a weird feeling. You wondered if you were going to taste it when you started driving through that muck. All right, we got to take that break.
You don't taste it because it's so gradual. It comes on, you get so used to it, and it's just kind of always there. And it comes into your house, and it's just everywhere. All that pollution, and it's something that I was sad to see it mentioned in Ty Burrell's love letter to Salt Lake. I was sad that he mentioned air quality, but I know why he did.
Well, but the thing is, we don't have that many drivers compared to the rest of the world.
Well, but I know
so
why he did.
So what are we supposed to do about it?
I know why he did.
Not everybody's going to drive around an electric car, and not everybody's going to take Trax isn't next to everybody's office and work and whatever. So how is it exactly supposed to happen? Because I hear that all the time, but the reality is Ethan, I've lived here for 12 years now, and inversion has been part of my life the entire time I've lived here. It's not just because cars and people we've taken over with all this inversion. It's part of the topography where we are, the geography of this place.
Well, I know why he included it in this letter, and it's because he loves Salt Lake. And I think that when people talk about the air quality, it's because they love Salt Lake and they want it to be better. And the topography is a challenge, but Alex, one of the great lies out there right now in this area, one of the great lies.
Did I just tell
is
it?
That it? No, you didn't. Is that, well, the Indians and the pioneers had this too. There's nothing you can do about it. That it's a natural phenomenon, and having cold weather, having cold air trapped in the valley is a natural phenomenon. But the kind of toxic pollutants that are concentrated into unhealthy levels, those are not natural. And I think that we really do ourselves a disservice when we allow our community and we allow ourselves to be pacified into inaction by saying things like, well, there's nothing we can do about it, or the great falsehood that this is something even the Native Americans dealt with. I mean, that's shocking to me that that would be repeated, but I hear that repeated even by people in the political world who would otherwise assume to be holding positions of authority and respect.
All right.
And it's frustrating to hear things like that, but I don't know.
Welcome back. Hey, Ethan.
Goodness.
I just did something crazy.
Yeah.
You ready for this? Tell me if I'm a bad person, a bad parent for doing this. I think I'm an awesome parent for doing this. But I need your validation.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm filling out the application for Cooper. He's he's the oldest Kiri boy.
Yeah.
Filling out the application for Cooper to participate in the 72nd annual Fiesta Days Rodeo down in Spanish Fork, Utah.
Cool.
He will be doing if all goes well. Now, I'm not sure how intense the application process is, but I've got to fill out this application, and they say if he doesn't participate in the actual rodeo, which of course that's what I want him to be a part of. I want him to be on the main stage
right there
that night. I might have to pull some strings on the TV side of things, get this thing done as a TV story so we could get it done.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, Cooper is going to do mutton busting. You know what mutton busting is, right?
Yeah. It's where you chase down the sheep.
No, it's where you ride the sheep.
You ride the sheep.
You hang on for dear life on that sheep and go long enough to, you know, stay on it.
Right.
Hold on as hard as you can, and then you don't fall off. This is his first year he'll be able to participate.
How old do you have to be?
You got to be five, between the ages of 5 and 7.
Oh, cool.
So, old Cooper, and he is so excited because I told him we'll see if we can do it.
Yeah.
But I'm filling this thing out, and it's basically, this is my proudest moment as a dad right now.
Really?
So far. Well, I mean, maybe.
That's awesome.
I'm just super excited because if you've never been down to the Fiesta Days Rodeo.
Which I never have been.
Well, they have a new stadium.
Should I bring the kids?
Oh, Ethan.
I've got a boy that's in this age range.
Because look.
Should I sign him up for mutton busting?
The 24th of July, you're calling the Pioneer Day Rodeo, right? I mean, the Pioneer Day.
The parade,
parade. But that ends at whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is an evening thing. And you'll come the night, if you come the 24th, you'll come the night of the fireworks. And they got a new stadium down there. And Ethan, Fiesta Days Rodeo is an event.
When do you have to have the paperwork turned in?
For the mutton busting?
Yeah.
Before like July 3rd or something like that. You're fine.
Because I've got, my oldest son is phased out of that.
It would have
been something. Yep.
No, but your middle guy can do it. Is he six?
Seven.
He's seven? When's his birthday?
Just turned.
Oh, just turned seven.
Just
he's good.
Turned, yeah.
He just can't be eight the day after the rodeo.
Yeah, he just turned. So
he's supposed to be seven at the time of the
rodeo. It's going to be next March before he's
So this is what I'm saying. Get Cade going on this thing, and let's get him doing it. He just has to hold on to a sheep.
You know what he'll do? He'll hate that he has to ride it. He'll want to sit with it.
You can hang out with it earlier.
Really?
Yeah. I went down into the – one time we did a TV story
for
the Spanish Fork Rodeo. We went down and I did the whole thing where, you know, I filmed the contestants on the bulls and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we filmed a lot of stuff down there on the floor of the rodeo. But the thing that I loved was I got to be one of the volunteer helpers during the mutton busting.
Yeah.
Get the kid on the sheep.
Right.
Tell him to hang on for dear life and then open that gate up, and that sheep just starts going. You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
And you're on that – and, you know, it's kind of a uneven dirt floor, you know, that rodeo.
Yeah. And then it kicks you off into the mud?
It's not mud. It's just like coarse dirt,
yeah.
You know? And Ethan, Spanish Fork Fiesta Days Rodeo – one thing that I loved about living down there in that area was this. And no joke, it's an American experience.
All right.
We talk about the bees game all the time, being that great American experience.
Yeah, this is right up there.
I mean, just the entertainment itself by like the rodeo clowns they get in
mm-hmm,
there,
mm-hmm.
It's worth it. And then fireworks afterward. What's your problem? You don't like America? You don't like pioneers? Ethan, This is what your ancestors did.
Yeah.
They came across the plains and they grabbed onto a sheep and rode.
They rode sheep all the way across, all the way to the west.
So I'm turning in my application here for Cooper with the mutton.
All right. Where did you print it off somewhere?
Yeah. You want me to print you one off?
Yeah, print me one too. Yeah. I'll get him some cowboy boots. He'll need cowboy boots, won't he?
IFA. Going to IFA. Get some boots.
Straight west of me, there's the other
Cal Ranch.
Cal Ranch.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Is it any of those?
Yep.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and we're proud to help bring you this podcast. If you ever need a resource for information about your home's electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning system, you can find Any Hour Services on Facebook, YouTube, or online at anyhourservices.com.